We have a quorum here. Everyone's here. All seven commissioners are here. I'll introduce them in a minute. Welcome everyone. I'll wait for people to get their seats. And I see a few more people in the parking lot. Okay, we'll just begin. Again, thank you so much for coming to this hearing. The purpose of this is for us respectfully to hear your comments on the final draft map that we had put together. It's up here on the screen. And before we get started with any kind of commentary, I wish to introduce my colleague commissioners. To my right is the first vice chair. Oh, first of all, my name is Regis Obajewski. I'm the chair of the commission. To my right is Sarah DiStefano. She's the first vice chair. She lives in the town of Olive. To her right, Kathy Waite. Kathy Waite is a resident of the town of Saugerties. Ken Panza is a resident of the town of Woodstock. Andy Monk is the second vice chair, and Andy is resident of the city of Kingston. Donald Lutz is a resident of the town of Marlboro, and Travis Rask is a resident of the city of Kingston. Before we start the hearings, and we're going to ask people to limit their comments to about 3 minutes. So we have a pretty good crowd, and I don't know how many people are online. So we want to make sure that we record everybody's comments. And so before proceeding to the comments, we're asking you to hear us for a few minutes. We want to frame out this discussion, which I hope would be helpful in conducting this hearing. So you got the seven commissioners right now, and in alignment with the county charter, the way the seven of us got together is, yes.
Can we do the Pledge of Allegiance before you continue
the process? Oh, sure. Is there a flag?
Yeah.
Right here. Okay. Please rise. Thank you so much. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So how did we get here? Four of the commissioners were appointed by the county legislature, two by the majority, two by the minority, and those four commissioners selected the remaining three to have seven. That's all within the charter. The redistricting is the 23 legislative districts according to the population of the 2020 census, which we'll explain in a little bit. Each of us commissioners are registered with a political party of some sort, but our role here is to be nonpartisan, and we strove to be nonpartisan in all of our decisions and in all of our work. So the purpose of the hearing is that this final draft, and I want to underscore that's what it is, it's a final draft, it's not a final product, it's a final draft. So this draft could change between now and the time that we would submit the final product, the final map, to the county Board of Elections. The commissioners are committed to seeking public input. We did that with inviting people to actually do mapping with us, and also at these give opinions at these hearings. I wish to thank the Modena Fire Department for their gracious hospitality and allowing us to use this room. And I wish to acknowledge the county resource personnel that have assisted us over this past year and a half or so. Fawn Tantillo, the senior legislative staff, who's standing in the back. Kristen Gamir, I don't know if Kristen is here, who is our first assistant county attorney. And from the county planning office, Rob Leibowitz, who is the head planner. Rob is over here near the window. And Dennis Doyle, director of planning. So I'm just going to turn over to Sarah DeStefano for some further remarks on what it is that we've done.
Thanks, Regis, and thank you for joining us this evening. Just wanted to speak a little bit along with Andy about some of the considerations, some of the items that we had to consider along the way when we were mapping. The commission is created by, and therefore our work is in alignment with, Section C10 of the County Charter, which states that we must keep districts compact and contiguous while taking also into account existing town, city, village, and election district boundaries, defining geographic features and equal population within applicable law, but giving no consideration to providing advantage to one or another political party. To break down some of the terms in that county charter language, contiguity refers to the ability to travel between any two points in the district without crossing into a different district. Compactness refers to a principle where constituents residing within a district should live as near to one another as possible, and it's measured as a ratio of the circumference of the district to its total area. And not favoring or disfavoring particular political parties, candidates, or incumbents, we know colloquially as gerrymandering, so that is also not allowed under the county charter that we're empowered by. Obviously, we are using the 2020 U.S. Census count, which, while adjusted pursuant to the prison gerrymandering law of New York State, which I'll get into a little bit more in a second, the adjusted population of Ulster County is 179,743 people. This number, divided by the 23 districts of the county legislature, comes out to be 7,815. So our work, we're looking to have districts that are within plus or minus 5% of that number, 7,815, meaning that no district may be larger than 8,206 persons, nor smaller than 7,424. Getting back to that New York State law on prison gerrymandering, you may have heard of, that was passed by New York State in, I believe, 2011, after the last redistricting. And it essentially for us states that those incarcerated in Ulster County are now counted for census purposes at their last residential address prior to incarceration rather than Ulster County. And the commission worked with the New York State Legislative Task Force on demographic research and reapportionment to ensure that we were in alignment with that law. As a result of the law, Shawangunk's census count was reduced by 1,039 persons, and Wawarsin's census was reduced by 1,374. So I'll pass it over to Andy to share our other considerations.
So we did have those considerations that we were absolutely bound by. And then there were some things that we tried to keep in consideration as well as we were going through and making these maps. We tried to keep the district numbering scheme as similar to the numbers that were used in 2011. So if you were in or adjacent to District 3, you would still be around that same area. We also tried to limit the division of municipalities wherever possible while maintaining compliance with the other things that we were required to follow. So for example, we tried to keep the four towns in the northwestern part of the county together. That's Hardenburg, Denning, Shandaken, and Olive. Together, those districts, which you can see up here in the corner, form a district that is within almost 0% deviation from the numbers, and it made some pretty good sense, we thought. We tried to keep the city of Kingston whole in three districts, And we also tried to keep the three villages whole, Saugerties, New Paltz, and Ellenville, which have been easy targets for splitting in previous district-making work. You will see that there's a small area of Ellenville that was divided from the rest of it, but that is separated by cliffs from the rest of the town, so that goes to considering geographic borders that may make parts of a municipality feel more physically connected to a different municipality that they may not actually reside in. We tried to keep the remaining municipalities whole as much as possible. There are three that are in three districts each, which are the town of Ulster, Marbletown, and Shongham. That is largely due to the fact that we had to take the prison populations out of those districts, which caused a lot of shift in the southern part of the county. And then, as Sarah said, there were some considerations that we were bound by regarding the size of the district. So the ideal target of 7,815 residents per district. As we were creating the districts, our process was to start by selecting census block groups, which is a larger grouping of people, and then, when necessary, go to individual census blocks when districts needed to be fine-tuned either way, or when block groups would cross over some other boundary like a municipality border or a geographic feature. And then, of course, we would zoom into neighborhoods to understand where the lines were actually being drawn. So using aerial views, we would actually look at the satellite maps to see what boundaries we were going along. So mountains, valleys, streams, and other natural divisions. And then, of course, the final thing is that we needed to be aware that a change in one district necessarily means changing other districts as well, because the districts are required to be of equal population. So you can make a perfect district in one part of the county that fits everything that, you know, everybody would want there, and what that necessitates is a district that won't work in the other part of the county. So we had to balance all of that as we were creating the districts. And with that, I will turn it back to Regis.
Okay, thank you very much, Andy.
A little over 40.
Do you know how many people are online?
There's nobody online right now, and we have about 42 people signed up to speak here.
42?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
And I have a timesheet if you want me to time it.
If you don't mind.
Yeah.
All right. For your comments, and we certainly welcome them. We ask you to please stand. First of all, raise your hand and be recognized. Stand if you're able. State your name and the municipality in which you live, so that everyone understands who you are and where you're from. And we're going to limit. It looks like we have quite a number of people that are wishing to speak. We're going to limit the time to 3 minutes, and Fuan will keep that time for us. Okay, that's pretty clear to everybody?
Can you zoom in on that map at all?
Yes.
It's impossible to see, and it's not very clear either.
Depends where you want me to zoom.
You want to zoom in or
no, I'll move. Since where we are, I'll move.
Thank
you. Is that helpful?
Yeah. And I can zoom in more if you need.
Yes.
Okay. Sure. Okay, who would like to? Yes, sir.
My constituents are asking me, is there a possibility you can produce each district map that shows roadways on it? Because there's a lot of confusion. That map, even if you blow it up, you really can't tell what neighborhood or what road or where the division is. Would there be a possibility that you could blow each district up with showing the roadways and neighborhoods and put that on your website so that people would be able to access that information?
Thank you for that. We're not going to respond to all of the questions right now, but that certainly is a very, very legitimate question to ask that we will certainly consider. Yes, sir. John.
John Falk, Town of Chongo. 10 years ago, when the redistricting went through, Shawnee was divided into three districts. We didn't like it, but you know, we were told, you know, best they could do, and we sucked it up and we lived with it. And I've been known to be quoted saying we have three legislatures representing. The only difference between now and 10 years ago is one of our districts was sold in town. And we always knew we would have one resident that lived in the town of Chagum representing the town of Chagum. But the potential for this map is that we possibly could have three legislative candidates or representatives, and none of them live in the town of Chagum. And none of them live in the town of Chagum, which I think we lived with 10 years of being divided into three pieces. I think it's time another town took their turn at being divided into three pieces. We have, according to the census, I believe we lost 1,000, so we must have 13,000 population, and the minimum is 7,800, you said? So we should be able to have at least one whole district without being split up into three pieces and sharing with three other towns. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yes, ma'am.
My name is Mary Beth Majestic. I'm the town supervisor in the town of Gardner. And first, I'd like to thank you all for the job. I can't imagine how difficult this has been. And I think I was listening well enough during the introductions, and I don't believe any of you live in Gardner, Shangam, or New Falls. I've been town supervisor, this is my 7th year now, and I've been very fortunate to be able to call one person in the county when I need help, and that's Tracy. And when I need help, whether it's somebody with heat or if it's something else that's not really in my world, it's the county world, Tracy's always been very helpful to me. We're on the same page, and it's very comforting to have that. This map proposes that Gardner gets split. A third of us goes to New Paltz, maybe a little less than a third, and the rest stays Gardner. Gardner is very different than New Paltz. We don't have a college. We don't even have a municipal water system. Gardner is also very different than Shanga. We don't have a prison. We've worked very well the way we are now, and I think we'd like to stay that way. Our population has stayed steady, if not decreased a little bit. But I've often thought of Gardner a little bit as an orphan child. You can kind of drive down the road, come down, you know, 208, you hit the New Paltz line and it gets bumpy and you hit Gardner, you know. We needed a traffic light. It took a really long time and a lot of people to get together to get our traffic light that we're going to be getting. So you started out, you said you started up in the top and those areas made a nice district. I'm wondering if you could start from the bottom and work with some nice or even start in the middle. I don't envy your position at all. And I thank you for your time, and I hope that you view Gardner in a different way.
Thank you very much, sir.
My name is Ralph Lorenzo. I'm Gardner resident for 21 years, started a business, retired from it. My concern had, at this point, my general concern, has more to do with partisan politics and how badly broken up and fractured the whole country is, but also the region and the state. And Gardner has, for as long as I've been here, acted as a single unit, and a lot of us know each other because we see each other all the time. It's a small town. My concern is, as the others have mentioned, is that the fact of breaking up that unit, which has been pretty stable since before I moved up here, breaking it up into two units and sending part of it off to, as Mayor Betts pointed out, a much different municipal situation in New Paltz, smacks to me of the same problem that we have nationally, and that is just a fact of possibility that we would find ourselves in a position where town would be split by having representatives who are of two different parties. It works very well for us the way it is now, as Mary Beth pointed out. And my other concern is that the county has been looking at Gardner as what it is, which is it is a destination in terms of the tourism industry. And we've been for years trying to find a way to capitalize on that. If suddenly we lop off a third of the town voting power and the county, there might be some confusion at the county level. It might be more difficult for us to get the kind of support that we have gotten and that all of Ulster County has gotten when we start mucking around with with towns that are stable units already. But mainly I'm concerned at the possibility of further disruption of the community that we have by breaking something up that doesn't really appear to need to be broken up.
Thank you, sir. Anybody on this side? Yes.
My name is Abigail Morrison. I am a Slips resident. I grew up in Toronto. I still own a home in Toronto, and I live in Gardner for the last 4 years. I think that by separating Gardner and adding it to New Paltz, I grew up here my whole life, to the college town, politics. Everything about New Paltz is culturally different than Gardner and Toronto. So maybe consider possibly if you were to have to split something, like Mary Beth said, start with Lower End or shift from that, put us with Shalom. Like, they lived with three different for a little while, but I mean, if you stick us on the other side, I think that Gardner's going to have a much different outlay in terms of voting capacity. Our highways and roads are chips, all of our support goes to our infrastructure. Our infrastructure is even like a college town that has that much more like the stronger side. So I just wanted to put it out there that I don't think that the split that they're where you guys are dividing it, where you're sticking down for them, would actually work. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
We ask speakers to come up here so I'm sure we catch them on the recorder. I'm worried that we're not going to be catching all of them.
All right, that's very good. Would you mind coming forward and maybe write it right in this area? That way we're not going to miss a thing that anyone says. Okay, sir, right over here. Yes, sir. Did you have your hand up, sir? Okay. Oh, ma'am, you did. I beg your pardon.
Hi, my name is Bernie Condon. I live
could you
in
come
Gardner.
A little, I'm sorry, could you come a little closer?
Yeah. Bernie Condon, I live in Gardner. I got here just before Ralph did, moved into the community. And when I arrived, our town was very, very split in terms of politics, but more importantly, in terms of what was important to people. So there was a very intense conflagration around the Save the Ridge. I don't know if you remember this, but there were some developments that were going on, and there was this division about property rights versus maintaining the ecosystem and taking care of our natural environment. And there was just a lot of bickering, and there was a lot of animosity. And then things started to shift. And over the first couple of years when I lived in Gardner, people started coming together because people were just tired of it, tired of the, you know, the bickering and everything and the adversarial tone of the town. And so for the last 20-something years, people, even if they don't see things eye to eye, they've come together. And I think that, I can't speak for everyone in Gardner, but I feel like having unified representation in the county legislature has really been important, and our legislator has been a great listener to people from all different walks of life and all different points of view, and has really been there to kind of be a sounding board for the town, and has taken action and reflected through leadership what the town says that we need, and it has been really, really unified. So I just want to tack on to what other people have said. It just doesn't make any sense for a third of us to go off to New Paltz. It's such a different culture and a different tone and different priorities. You know, we really are grappling with how to integrate expanding tourism into our community, which is a completely different focus from some of the surrounding towns. So I just want to thank you so much for your work and really appreciate what a hard job it is. I can't imagine. And thank you for the time to listen.
Thank you very much for your comments. Someone on this side, please. Yes, sir. Please come forward.
Yes, good evening. My name is Maury Gosner.
Could you come forward and speak,
resident
please?
Of the town of Gardner. I currently serve as resident of Friends of Tilson Lake. And one of the things I'd like to point out, we've been here, as I said, 40 years. We grew up three school districts, Pine Bush, Waukegan Falls. But the one constant was we were in a single county legislative district. It was one of the pluses of living in the town of Gardner. If we had any issues, we would go to Tracy. Our issues were addressed. We didn't have to figure out where do we vote, what part of the district are we in. It just doesn't seem to be sensible. I know you said you worked hard to keep towns together, but I think you need to work a little bit harder to try to keep Gardner in one spot. And that's all I have to say. Thank you very much for your service, and good evening.
Thank you, sir. This side, please. Yes, sir, in the green shirt.
I know it sounds like we're all organized here, and frankly we are. My name is Glenn McNett. I'm from Gardner, too. In fact, I'm from Election District 3 in Gardner, so I might soon become a new Paltzian, because you're moving me, or moving my vote, to that district, which was 17, I believe, or 19, and I'm in 16 now. If we follow your map, what will happen is that the culture that makes up a difference between New Paltz itself, Gardner, and Shelburne. Those three very distinct cultures and very distinct, if you will, economies will not find service equally to all of the groups. What may very well happen is that although we are part of the New Paltz district, New Paltz will elect a representative. And we will be part of the Shongham district. And guess what? Shongham will elect a representative. Gardner, in the middle, will elect nobody. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it will be. We don't have enough votes to dominate either one of the other two. So the three districts, the three sections of the town, need to be joined with the fourth so that we can be a town again. Let me say just this. I live in Gardner, and I have, unfortunately, a New Paltz postage address. I would like not to also have to vote in New Paltz, too. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Yes, please come forward. Thank you.
Nikki Simonovsky from Marlboro, New York. I too thank you all. This is not an enviable job by any stretch of the imagination. At first, I just have a comment and maybe a question that you probably won't address now, but if you went by the last census, if there weren't people at New Paltz College to fill out those census reports, do you count the college? And they weren't counted as part of the population, that might skew your numbers. And I'm just wondering if that did or if you took that into account. Secondly, just to say a word for Marlboro. Typically, or in the past, we had our election district 6 in a different county legislative district. And if I'm looking at this map now, you have divided part of election district 1 just a very small chunk to go into 12, which to me, it just doesn't make sense. You either keep all of Marlboro in one district, which I can't believe the population is gonna skew the numbers that much in that section of the town, or do a whole election district. I would think that that would make things much easier for poll workers as well. And I hope to keep Marlboro poll. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, please.
Good evening. Thank you, as everyone has said, for all your hard work. My name is Jane Schamberg. I live in New Paltz. I live exactly across the street from the college. when I saw this new census map, I was really surprised by something. It said that we have 7,000 people in the village of New Paltz, where I've lived for the past 5 years, except that we only have 2,112 households in New Paltz, according to the census, in New Paltz Village, and 2.02 persons per household. So that's around 4,000 people. So it occurred to me, as the lady from Marlow said, whether or not the students are being counted, and then if they're counted at the college, also are they counted in their home districts? Many of them come from Long Island, as you no doubt know about SUNY New Paltz. That's number one point. Number two point, our municipality, the village and the town, have duplicate governments and a lot of duplicate services. We have two different codes. We are very slowly moving, because it's been resisted for about 20 years, towards consolidation of government, very, very slowly. The two municipal governments, the town and the village, will be moving into the same building within a year. So we've also had a bit of difficulty coming up with a second county legislator for the town. We've really had to scrape to find somebody to run for the county legislature. So I know my friends in Gardner are upset that their town is being chopped up. And I'm wondering if, given the consolidation, given the issue with the students, that you might take another look at New Paltz and see just what you think. I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just saying what I know as a resident and from looking at the census figures. And this is current data. You can check with the quick facts on the New Paltz Village, New York, on the census website. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir.
Hello, I'm Kevin Roberts. I'm Paulson County legislator that represents this district that we're in now, District 12. In 2 years, in January 1st, 2024, we'll be standing in District 12. But if you walk across the street, you will be in District 13. With the new districts, you are effectively split in Modena and half. And also, if you go further south, the town of Plattekill, actually Plattekill is the overall town, but we have the hamlet at the southern end of the district, that will effectively be split in half. The young lady was talking about Marlboro being part of the new District 12, which doesn't make any sense at all. When you drive out that road, there's no continuation of the neighborhood. It just stops and then starts back up a half mile later. It would make more sense to add some houses or a district up in the northern end of District 12. By the Milton Turnpike area. That neighborhood is more continuous. The houses are neighborhoods and stuff like that. Mary Beth made a lot of sense. Gardner should not be split up. It doesn't make any sense. I haven't looked at New Paltz very well, but you're going to have to hopefully make some changes. There's also, I just want to let you know, I love the new District 13 that you put me in. I'll be very happy there if you leave me there. District 9 encompasses parts of three towns. I don't know how that could be effective representation for those three towns having one legislator. So I thank you for your service and volunteering. It's not an easy job, and good luck to you all.
Thank you, sir. This side.
Can you guys add a district? Like, is there a rule against adding districts?
Yes.
Yes. I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah. Anybody for subtracting? Sorry, yes. Yes, please.
Hi, I'm Liz Lee. I'm from Newport. And I have a question. Two people came up with the same question. Did you count the college students as part of the census of New Paltz? Because I don't feel like you answered that question.
No, we didn't. We said what we're not going to do is engage in a question and answer dialogue. That doesn't mean that we won't address any of this. We'll address all of this. Okay. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I guess I wasn't clear.
Yeah.
Whether you, because you didn't count the incarcerated, so I was just wondering if you hadn't counted the students, because that does make a big difference.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good answer. We have to take the census numbers as they're provided to us. Unfortunately, we don't have any effect into the federal census. The only effect then to adjust was not because of something we adjusted, but a New York State law required the state to adjust numbers because of incarcerated persons. But we have no power to adjust or remove population from census. We have to take the census numbers as they're provided, otherwise by federal and state officials. But those are the raw numbers that we have to use. So there wasn't anything adjusted by this commission.
John, we'll get back.
I just have a question on what you just said.
Okay.
Now, but the census counted the prison population, but New York State law required you to take it out for redistricting.
Right, it took it out before us even. So it's not we took it out. We were provided the numbers. Exactly.
Okay, thank you.
By the state.
Yes, in the back. I can't see you.
Hi, my name is Holly Shader. I'm a resident of Gardner for 20 plus years. Thank you so much for all of your hard work. I think this was not an easy task. But as a resident of Gardner, one of the reasons that I came to this area was because of the unique feel and quality of the town and of the community. And it should remain, I feel that it should remain whole, because it feels to me as a resident there that if I'm suddenly shifted to New Paltz, I'm overwhelmed by the New Paltz. It's a very different culture. Same thing if I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it's different. And really, there are issues and focus that Gardner has that neither Schwankan nor New Paltz has. So I would like to see it remain whole. And I appreciate all the other points that have been made as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone on this side? Yes, please.
My name is Annie O'Neill. I've been in Gardner for over 50 years, so I think I meet all of you people. Gardner has really come together in the last 10 years. We have a lot of new homeowners who have come here just to be in Gardner, just to be next to all the natural resources, and the kind of quiet culture that is Gardner. And it seems that we're very unified now. We've had a lot of stability, and we don't need to be split off. Thanks.
Sure. Thank you. Sir.
My name is Paul Kuklinski. I'm also a resident of Gardner, and I'm on the other side of the spectrum. I'm here with my wife for 7 years, and it is the unique character of Gardner as a whole that brought us here, and is what we just love it here, and we feel its unity loves us back, mm-hmm. and it's critical to us that you keep it as a single unit that we can engage holistically. That's about it. I'm behind what everybody else has been saying, too.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, sir. On this side, anyone? Yes, please. Come on.
Hello. I'm Linda Goldsmith, and I live in Gardner. And I want to start off by saying I agree with what Mary Beth and Justic said. And I've lived here for 7 months, so I am just learning about the issues in Gardner and familiar with what we're all about. And I'm starting to get a feeling of a split personality of being part of another town. Concerns when I'm really learning about my own town and getting involved in those issues and learning the connecting with my community so that we are one. So it throws me off kilter. But I'd just like to keep Gardner unified with our vision and our needs for the future. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you. Sir, in the back.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak. My name is Dean DePue, and I am from Plattekill. I live right here in Modena. One of the things that I'd like to point out, and I know it's not a question and answer period, but one of the things I'd like to point out, as well as everybody else did, and I think it's very important, nobody takes better care of your own than your own. And by splitting up the districts, Plattekill is a very unique geographically layout. It's approximately 34 square miles. We have five different school districts, which means that we have 3 to 5 different little leagues, okay? What does that mean? That means that the people on one side of town don't get the opportunity to meet and talk and visit with people on the other side of town. We have 3 great fire departments in our district, but they're separate fire departments. Geographically, we have to have that. God bless them that they're there. We have the same issues with our EMS that everybody has across the country. We don't have the volunteers. It's tough to get volunteers. It's tough to keep the volunteers. There's a lot of things that go on in a community. Plattekill is unique, just like New Paltz unique, just like Gardner's unique. I've lived here for 60 years. I'm proud as can be of this community, and I'd love to keep this community together. When we have the representation that we have right now, it's our people who are local that are helping us, and I can almost guarantee that if you speak to anybody who's involved in EMS, fire service, law enforcement, you're going to find that these people work their butts off to support us and keep us whole. When we split the districts up and we have representatives, no disrespect to anybody, but when you have representatives that are sitting in another town representing the town here that we care about, that we're wanting the same representation, I'm sorry, it doesn't work. My feeling is I'm going to work harder for my people here than I'm going to work over there. And sometimes it's subconscious, just because I don't know the makeup of the society over in that area of town or that area of my district. So I'm going to work hard for here. So I respect the job you guys are doing. I just want you to be aware, 5 different school districts, 3 different libraries. The post offices, it's a nightmare to get your postal package delivered to Plattekill. We have Newburgh, Walkville, Modena, Gardner, Highland. And sometimes we don't get our mail for 2 weeks after our neighbors get their mail. And it comes from the same vendor. So it's already crazy enough. So to further divide the districts, further divide the representation for those districts, just puts another kind of thing in the spokes, and it doesn't keep things flowing smoothly. So again, I respect the job you're doing. I appreciate the job you're doing. I would not want to do your job, but please keep that in mind.
Thank you, sir. Anyone on this side that wishes to speak? I'm just trying to be nonpartisan. not yet. Okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Tom Kuklinski. I'm a 19-year resident of Gardner. First of all, I want to associate myself with all of the comments that all of my fellow Gardnerites have have made about keeping Gardner whole. I think it's really important. But, you know, that's not really what I want to talk about at the moment. I have enormous respect for what you've done. I think it's a thankless task. You're always going to, pardon the expression, piss some people off. But in this case, I've spent most of my career as an organizational development consultant. And what that does is help people work, and it pays a lot of attention to process. And I would ask you to, I would respectfully ask you to take a look at the process that you used. And I think Mary Beth made the point earlier that it depends upon, as you, wherever you start, this process, as you work through it, it seems to me that you limit your degrees of freedom, right? As you get further on in the process, there's less that you can do. And I would respectfully guess that you didn't start in Ulster, in Southern Ulster County. That you started someplace else, and that you got to Southern Ulster County and you didn't have a whole lot of room to do, so that's when you did the cutting and the paring. And I would ask you I would suggest, again, respectfully, that does a disservice to the people of Southern Ulster County. And if that was the case, okay, I don't know, and I'm not asking you how you did it exactly. But if that was the case, I'd like you to go back and take a look and say, is the process that we used to draw these maps, is it really fair and equitable to the entire county? That's all I got. Thank you very much again for your service.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. Yes, please.
I'm Lara Evchenko. I am a resident of Gardner. I'm proudly the first house on my street to be in Gardner and not New Paltz. And I am hoping that you'll keep Gardner whole. We pay like extra fees and things to be part of New Paltz activities and youth stuff, pools and libraries and all that. And the hopes that we're part of a whole community with whole representation. In thinking that we're part of the next generation of people that will be taking over the town, hopefully, and helping to run things, being able to learn from one person or one representation seems important, and being able to talk with our friends and families on the other side of town and being able to talk about issues as a whole would be definitely beneficial. Yeah, so thank you for your work. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyone on this side just yet? No. Okay. In the back, yes, ma'am?
My name is Sis Morse. I've lived in Plattekill for 48 years. Our town is unique. We have 5 school districts, 3 different mailing things. Bye. And our neighbors, I'm split with Lloyd on my end. I live in Clintondale, 1 of 5 hamlets of the town. Every time you redistrict, and I know, being here all these years, the southern end of the county always seems to get the shaft. We've been in New Paltz, we've been in Marlborough, we've been in Walk Hill. We finally got, so we had a guys for more than the years allowed. And our town is so divided, the school districts and that, the kids punt against one another. I wish, I agree with Mary Jarvis, start from the bottom and come up, because all the years I've been here, the bottom of the barrel gets the worst end of it. Okay. Okay. I love my town. I'm very involved in my town. And I just can't see us losing. And I agree, when you can count on people, when you got them from another town, mixed in with your town like that, it doesn't work. Because they're worried about there, and we're the last town in Ulster County. So rethink your thing and start from the bottom up instead of from the top down. And I really would like to know about the college. These kids are here only for school. They all go home. And I don't think it's fair to the residents of Ulster County that they have a vote where they can really screw the whole thing up. So, I mean, please think about it. Thank you for your job you've done, but I'm not happy with it. I'd like to see you change it. Thank you.
Thank you.
town of New Paltz. I think you're hearing in general that, you know, you have a unique function here to safeguard a sense of place that is otherwise completely displaced in all the other map making. And I know the county charter doesn't make a special emphasis around that point, but when that situation occurs in what is, realistically speaking, an ever more burgeoning high growth district, and you take away the last line of defense for a community, which is that legislative representative, and let's say something needs a supermajority and gets bumped up to the county level, and the town that it's happening in literally has the most minimized amount of representation, even though you did the best job you could. I would say that if the goal is to protect the sense of place across the county as much as you can, then the suggestions you've been hearing several times already to fix the densest portions issues first and work your way out to where, you know, the longer driveways and greater number of forest lots and cows who don't vote or shop at the mall and will not be inconvenienced by anything we do as long as they get fed. You know, maybe, not that I'd be interested in starting all over again, but I think as a general rule, you work the hardest end of the problem first, and then hopefully when you've got to make compromises, you're making them out in the hinterlands where there are issues too, and I'm not saying they don't exist, and I think it's wonderful that the far undeveloped corner, which is about a pure piece of Ulster County, as you're going to find, has that sense of continuity over that amount of real estate. But it's not so much about the size of the lots. It's really a lot more about the lives of the people on them. And you know that. So I think you're doing a great job, but you can't fracture place in place. Like three mail boxes, five school districts. You know, you're dealing with the remnants of some, I'll stop here, just some fairly crappy decision making for about a century. So good luck and God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Oh, yes, please. Okay.
Good evening, Deborah Clinton, resident of Gardner, 51-year resident of Ulster County, having started, graduated from Walk Hill High School, moved to New Paltz, and have resided for 20 years in Gardner. Additionally, I work in Marlborough, and I would respectfully request that you consider the unique character of each of these locations and respect them by giving them their own legislative districts and really focus some attention on the southern part of the county, which we do feel has been overlooked for quite some time. So again, concur with all the comments that have already been made. Each area deserves its to be cohesive where possible. In particular, taking part of Gardner and assigning it to New Paltz really does a disservice. Particularly, Gardner is very different than New Paltz in its needs and its services that are available, etc. So keeping that cohesive Gardner would be greatly appreciated. Thank you for your time and your work and for being here this evening.
Thank you.
My name is Kim Mayer. I'm from Gardner. I want to thank you for all the work you have done on this. Because I do live in Gardner, I am concerned about how our representation in the legislature will be affected. I really support pretty much every other statement from my fellow Gardnerites. I think most of us feel that we have been represented well and that this new configuration may actually be detrimental to our representation. So I hope you will just continue on with what we've had historically and look at that process again. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, please.
Hi, my name is Jen Bantil. I have lived in Ulster County my whole life. I live in Gardner now, another person from Gardner. My family goes back, I mean, for generations. I'm a Huguenot, right? So I live on Du Bois Road. I'm about as close to the line as you can get. Lair is a little bit closer. I have family members who live in New Paltz. I am also overwhelmed by the New Paltz. A lot of times, it's very different. Gardner has its own set of issues. It has its own economic growth and, you know, things to take into consideration. So I would just ask you to be mindful. I know that this is thankless work. I appreciate it, just like everybody else has said. But Gardner really is, you know, unique, and it should be considered when you're thinking about the lines that you draw.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Anyone? Yes.
Hi, my name is Annette Laskowski. I'm from the town of Plattekill. I am a lifetime resident. I'm older than you, though. And I've been in Plattekill for 48 years. And we've gone back and forth, like Dean and Sis have said, you're always, not you, but Plattekill is always being separated. When you moved from, or when the charter moved from 33 down to 23, my thought was, oh, gee, we're going to have somebody, one person, represent us. We ended up with two, but at least we had somebody that we could go to. Everybody's complaining or stating about keeping the whole units together. I'm going down a little bit further. What this current plan is doing is splitting election districts, which is also very important. As a town who's so separated, now you're going to change our election districts also. So I like their idea of start from the bottom and work your way up and give us some continuity. Thank you very much for your service.
Thank you. Yes, please.
Thank you for your time. My name is Jessie Klutmeyer. I'm a 27-year resident of Gardner and a 9-year homeowner. And I bought a home in Gardner for the specific reason of being able to vote here. I happen to have a New Paltz zip code. But the environment of Gardner is definitely more of a nature, more natural areas, and also not just being emotionally we have an identity, but also we have a sacred responsibility as the gateway to the Gunks and also to Lake Minnewaska to be able to unify on climate issues. My neighbor Mark Varian testified in Peekskill previously on different climate issues, and I can't speak to those specifically, but I do understand that there are things that are very important that come together in all of Gardner. And so I would like you, of course you have access to that information, so please really do focus on Gardner's ability to preserve and nurture and be a good steward for this area, which does bring a lot of people together. And it all comes in with tourism and all of that, but it's important that we take care of our environment. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Fawn, do we have anyone on the phone or online? That
no.
No. Okay. Would any of the commissioners like to say anything to the group? We have a hearing in the town of Saugerties. I'm sure they're going to say, why don't you start in the north? I do want to say just a couple of general things that we're not looking for any sympathy. We understand. I mean, we've heard exactly what we just said. One of the things that is very important to us is that we have to follow some rules. Some of them are Supreme Court rulings, and they're pretty sacred to this process, like the concept of equality. Equality meaning numbers, and so it's not so much the boundary or the shape of the town. And one of the things that we try to do, and maybe we succeeded, maybe we didn't so far, is to balance numbers and neighborhoods. One gentleman called it a sense of place, and it's important. Sense of place is important. The concept of numbers is critical to this process, and when we have discussed and mapped and reviewed maps, because we've invited people from the county for that into the mapping process to please use the Caliper Maptitude. It's an online piece of software. It's what we used, and there were some people that did it from the middle of December to the end of February. It's a difficult chore, and anyone who has tried to do a map, and again I say this just to be honest, there's no perfect map. there just isn't. If you look at the 24 municipalities that we have in our county, 14 of them are not big enough to meet the -5 number of the 7815 to really be its own whole municipality. I'm just talking about numbers, not neighborhoods. I understand what the neighborhood and the sense of place that you're referring to. 10 municipalities are too big to fit in the +5 number to have just one district, one whole district. So what I'm saying is that mathematically, it doesn't work. If in Gardner, for example, it has 5,600 and I think 15 people in the count, that wouldn't meet an entire district number of 7,815, minus 5%. So the numbers don't work. We have many of us who've done mapping here, and we've all done mapping. We've mapped together. We started in different places. We started in the north. We started in the south. You know, sometimes one of the things we realize when we use this metaphor, it's kind of like a big balloon. The county press it down, picks up over here. It's like, oh man, I thought we had that section of the county all set, and you push that down and it comes up someplace else. And so one little change affects everything. That doesn't mean we're not going to go back and take into consideration absolutely everything you said and you know, take a real hard look at it. I'm just saying that balancing numbers in neneighborhoods, a sense of place, and then having a fidelity to the rules of how this is done is never pretty. So I really thank you for being as gentle with us as you were. You make a point. I mean, I think we've all got it. We all have notes, and it's on tape. And I truly thank you on behalf of the commission for your forthrightness and your feeling and your it's beautiful. It's beautiful to hear your comments about how you feel about your, you know, where you live, and that is super important. And it's not just numbers. I know that. So I just wanted to say that. Yes.
Can you just walk us through the next steps and your timeline?
Well, yes. Thursday we're meeting at the town of Saugerties at the senior center, and we know that we're going to get it in the neck in a few areas, and we'll take all that into consideration. We have a couple of meetings that we're going to pull all this together and see what it is, if anything, that we can do in a very Solomon-like way, which is never perfect and never pretty. And then finally, we are required to submit by July 20th a final map, final product. So this is a draft map, a final product to the Board of Elections. And we've had the Board of Elections present at one of our meetings, and you know, they told us very nicely, how are you going to screw it up for us this time? And they really had to pick up the pieces. I mean, trying to make sure that the election districts work in some kind of intelligent fashion. So we're probably going to hear from them again, you know, before we submit, but that's our final deadline. So, yeah.
Yeah, just a question. You know, the mapping tool you talked about using
Yes.
is available online, I understand.
Right.
Right. Are there alternative versions of the map that are being submitted as comments? And if so, do you factor those in? Do you look at those?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We had a time frame of 2.5 months, middle of December to February 28th, and then we reviewed the map submissions. And we commented to each other about it. What are the virtues of this map? What's right? What's wrong? What didn't they follow?
And is there still time to submit more versions?
Well, the deadline for public submissions has passed. If one of you said, listen, here's the way you could have done it, not just in my time. Here's the way you could have done the map, and I'll show you. We would take a look at that, but we're not opening up mapping to the entire county. But no one here, pretty much everyone here, said thank you for your hard work. But where we live, it doesn't hold. It doesn't work. And I get it. But if you would say, but here's how it could work. We would take a look, but we our time frame is going to be short, and I just put that out. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you again, everyone. I appreciate it. It's a marvelous turnout.
Make a motion to adjourn the public hearing.
Motion. Second.
Second.
Okay.